My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, in for Baskin today. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We asked Drew about Deshaun Watson, and it's been a while. Can you find that guy again? And Drew had some interesting thoughts to say about that.
You know, I think that the mental emotional part of that is a big chunk of it. You know, because you're wondering if you can get back there. You know, and I don't know Deshaun. I've only heard great things. You know, at some point you start to wonder, can I get back there? And so the way that you have to approach that, you know, if you're in a situation like he's in, is you've got to have a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, and you've got to be a little bit, you know, you got to be a little bit pissed off at people that are doubting you and doubting whether you can get back to the top of that mountain, and use that as motivation to get back there and prove the doubters wrong. I'm assuming that's where his head's at. I know that he's a very special player, you know, when he's there. So hopefully he has a healthy season this year and can show why the Browns had such confidence in making the big commitment that they made to him.
I think the key words from Drew right there, have a healthy season. I mean, if we see the guy on the field, Dan, for 15 games this year, okay, I'm not even going to go 17. Get 15 games out of Deshaun. We'll find out if he can play. We can find out if he can still be Houston Texan Deshaun Watson. But he's got to be on the field for a good number of games.
Yeah. The biggest thing that has hurt Deshaun Watson coming back after everything he has been through is the fact that his body isn't letting him be back on the field for all the games that it takes to get going. It feels like the minute he starts get cooking, all of a sudden...
Well, at least last year.
Injury.
Yeah, the first year he played and everything after the suspension.
The first year was... That was such a wash anyway. I mean, that was so clunky, because even then he was coming off not playing... Gosh, a year and three quarters.
Right.
I mean, that was so clunky to begin with that was a wash. And then even that was kind of sloppy and ugly. And then we would find it, you know, there was a half against the Commanders or the Washington football team or whatever they were called at that point in their existence, where it seemed to click and it seemed to go okay. And you're like, oh my gosh, okay, there's something here. Let's go. And then it would kind of stumble out of the blocks again. And then the season before he got hurt, it was stumbling off the blocks. And then the Indy game happens. He gets banged up there. And then you've got that that second half against Baltimore where everybody's like, okay, let's go. We're getting this rolling. This is great. Oh, no, there's the shoulder injury.
Yeah. I think it's odd to even have expectations, because though we all do, it just hasn't been seen by anybody in the NFL since 2020. Ian is in Boston Heights, home of... Well, kids in Boston Heights go to Woodridge. Hi, Ian.
How are you, Ian?
Hey, how you doing? Hope you guys are having a good morning. Most kids in Boston Heights go to Woodridge, but some go to other schools. But that doesn't matter. It all comes down to health with him, you know. I don't think we need him to be 100% of what he was in Indy. We don't need him to be top five. But if he can get back to that, even like top 10, if he can play as well as Jared Goff for a whole season, the Browns are going to be just fine. I mean, when the guy's healthy, he plays well. He was turning it around last year. That suspension, he never should have been suspended. We knew he was going to be anyway, so whatever. That doesn't matter. If he can stay healthy, he's going to be just fine. The guy's a good quarterback. He's extremely athletic. I do worry whether him and Stefanski really mesh great, but I think they can make it work. I really do.
Ian, thank you very much. You would think, based on some things that have happened here, you know, we've seen some glimpses where you think, yeah, that's pretty good. That we can take, that we like, that works. But man, it's been so few and far between that it's really difficult to think this is going to happen, you know?
It makes me laugh how everybody starts looking at the relationship of Deshaun Watson and Kevin Stefanski. And they look at it and go, well, you know, I don't know if that meshes. I don't know if, you know, this is working, that is working. You would think that a smart head coach in the NFL who's designed a whole bunch of plays that have had wide receivers just running wide open, and a quarterback with his level of accuracy and his level of football acumen, just they'd figure it out. There'd be some growing pains. There'd be a couple hiccups, a couple bumps in the road, and they would figure it out. And everything would be fine. It's been so disjointed, this relationship, that I don't even know if they've had enough time on the field together to truly figure out what one likes over the other, besides one going, well, I like to run around in the back and try to make things happen with my legs and then figure it out from there. And another coach and the head coach going, well, I kind of like having guys run wide open and you just throw to the guy who's wide open. And it makes me laugh that they haven't meshed this and figured it out together. And maybe this is the year it is. Maybe bringing in Ken Dorsey and the spread offense ideas and Tommy Rees coming from college and those spread concepts and, you know, whomever else along the way, maybe that becomes the perfect mix and the perfect harmony in between the two of them. But boy, if I'm playing quarterback in the league, I'd kind of like to have a head coach who would be like, hey, trust me, I know what I'm doing here. There's going to be guys running wide open down the field. Just find the guy who's open and get him the ball. And you'll get hit less and you'll have to run around less. And yeah, we'll put some more read options in there and we'll put some RPOs in there and we'll put all this stuff in between. But trust me. Trust me that I could get guys wide open. I made Jacoby Brissett look good. Jacoby Brissett has 70% of your talent. 65%. I made Joe Flacco look good coming off the couch. Yeah, we ran Gary Kubiak's offense that you could plug in Madden 07 right now and be able to run that same exact offense on your Nintendo 64. Yeah, I get that. But more than anything else, I got guys wide open. I was able to do all of these things for a guy who's throwing to his dad and his brother. So trust me. Like it's this weird dichotomy that's taking place between the two of them. And maybe this year is the perfect meshing of all of it. But it's kind of this weird dichotomy that you would think, like, yeah, you can run around and do all that stuff, but hey, trust me, I can get guys open.
The bad thing is they've had 12 games together. And you could make the argument really only 11 because he was hurt early in that Colts game. You know, so we haven't seen them together. We haven't seen the opportunity to make it mesh. And not just 12 games, but 12 games over two seasons. You know, 6 games in one season, right when you hit your stride, the season comes to an end. And then maybe as you're really starting to do some things, looking good in that Baltimore game in the second half, boom, you're out. So that's why we scream, it's got to be health. You have to be healthy if you're Deshaun Watson. The Browns need him to be healthy. And I'm personally convinced that if it doesn't happen this year, it's time to move on. You know, you've got an organization. You can't be a prisoner to the position. Even with a contract and what you gave up. What you gave up is in the past now. You know, now it's you have a quarterback. is this the guy that's going to lead this thing, or is it not? And if he's not, then go get somebody else.
The worst
thing, you just can't put it on hold forever.
The worst thing that this team can do is talk itself into Deshaun Watson being the guy of the future if he comes off of a bad season.
Right.
And the only reason
I agree
being
completely.
Is look at the Broncos. The Broncos finally got their picks back. They got everything together. They looked at Russell Wilson and they said, "We're not winning the Super Bowl with Russell Wilson. We're not going to make a deep run in the playoffs and give ourselves a chance with Russell Wilson. Let's just yank the ripcord. We'll deal with Jared Stidham and Bo Nix this season, and we'll piece it together."
And by the way, Bo Nix is getting rave reviews.
And we'll do a reset, maybe not a teardown, rebuild, more of a reset, probably closer to a rebuild, to get Sean Payton's ideas in here as well and get Sean Payton guys in here. That's the best thing that you can do. In the same way that the Arizona Cardinals looked at Josh Rosen when they had the number one overall pick for Kyler Murray and went, "Let's yank the ripcord." In the same way that the Bears looked at Caleb Williams and looked at Justin Fields and said, "That guy's better than this guy. Yank the ripcord. Let's go."
Which I think stunned a lot of people you ended up with the number one pick, so that worked. But I think folks here especially really thought Justin Fields would be terrific.
And still think he might be.
I think he might be.
But
I think he could be great in Pittsburgh.
But they looked at Caleb Williams and they said that guy could be better. And the Browns may find themselves in that situation in the offseason where they're looking at Deshaun Watson or they're holding a draft pick, depending on what happens this season, even if it's in the bottom, and go, "There's some kid out there who's doing really well for some team in college that's came to impress this year. And the footage looks good, and maybe we can help to build this guy. So maybe we do the soft reset. And maybe you move from Deshaun Watson, you eat the dead cap hit that comes with it, knowing darn well that maybe this kid that's a rookie quarterback can help to bridge you to the next level."
Well,
now the easiest thing would be Deshaun Watson rolls out, we fight, make the playoffs, life is good. And question solved, all that kind of stuff. Hey, quarterback of the future, let's cook. That's what we all hope happens.
I bring this up, and I don't want to go to the easiest example of all, except for the fact that he was on with us in the 10 o'clock hour. I mean, think about what New England did when Bill Belichick thought Tom Brady would be pretty good. He took a quarterback who was a very good quarterback in Drew Bledsoe and put him on the bench. Take a look at what San Francisco just did. Hey, we have this Brock Purdy kid who's seventh round draft choice. And we traded up and gave up a lot to get this Trey Lance kid with the third overall pick, but we like this kid Purdy better. Boom, Trey Lance is out. They didn't hesitate. They didn't waste time. And I think that if it doesn't work this year for the Browns, I think the Browns need to do the same thing. And I think they would do the same thing, to be perfectly honest.
A team in this league looked the back-to-back MVP dead in the eyes after 1 year of being fine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
And said, we like the kid who's sitting behind you, and traded him. I mean, isn't it weird when you lay that out? Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That was the Aaron Rodgers situation. A team looked the back-to-back MVP square in the face and said, we think the guy behind you gives us a better chance to win to what you're doing. Now,
although they thought they were looking him square in the face, they couldn't really tell because he was in that dark room for 40 days or whatever it was.
There were a lot of extenuating circumstances, including the weirdness that happened off the field and the fact that he was openly rebelling against the offense on the field. That also played into that. But still,
they had had enough of him.
That was the thing that took place. There are off wraps,
and guess what?
For all of this.
And Jordan Love played well. I don't know if he played well enough to get the contract that he received. But
hopefully he ends up earning it.
Yeah, hopefully.
But right now, this is the first year that the Browns are in a position that if he does not, and Deshaun Watson is the he here, does not succeed, this is the first year they truly have an off ramp.
Well, and you'd be 3 years into the 5-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so hopefully we don't even have to worry about that.
I don't, but I'm with you. This is it.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna roll into a fourth season keeping your fingers crossed. You seem really thrilled with your head coach.
You just gave him a contract extension.
2-time coach of the year. You seem real thrilled with the front office.
If you just gave him a contract extension.
If your ownership here, those pieces are in place. And if those pieces tell you, you know what, this quarterback thing's not working, you think the Haslams are going to balk at the money? And I know it'll handicap you and cap and everything else. I keep going back to this. Yes, all that's true. Teams find a way to make stuff work. I mean, Denver's going to field a team this year and might be better. So teams find a way to make that work. I'm sure the Browns could do the same thing. And again, hopefully they don't even have to worry about that. Because you get the Deshaun Watson that you're hoping to get when you made the big trade with Houston to get him. Hopefully. We're going to talk more football later on in the show. In fact, coming up in the noon hour, some strange things have happened in football recently involving coaches and quarterbacks talking about coaches. That's coming up at about noon. Guardians last night won a game. And so many flaws of the Guardians were on display in the game they won. It was ridiculous. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.